Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
We aren't speaking of problems.
I'm not going to mention that I turned everything off on Wednesday without thinking.
Yes, and I dealt with it yesterday morning.
I am so sorry.
God bless Lynn. She kept the bumper music going long enough for me to figure out what was wrong.
It was just rote habit. Or no, this would be Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
I always turn off the monitors and the mixer because we don't need them and turn them back on
and
the next
everything
morning.
Everything was covered with paper and your paranoia about dust.
I really apologize.
As a biblical person, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. But you do everything in your power to keep dust off the equipment. And it's probably somebody coming or going.
Well, you know who did that to me was Harry Bingaman, our retired engineer, who said dust is the enemy of everything, so cover keyboards if you're not using them. And so, of course, I do that in my office, and I do that in here with old pieces of forecast paper and so on.
I didn't mind it until you started covering me with paper.
Anything old and in the way, we cover up.
Old in the way, you cover with paper.
I do notice they came in with old newspapers to put over me in my office, too. So, you know, it happens. It happens. So, all right. We would welcome you to WDKOK's live telephone talk show. I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show, terrible liberal. I play one on the radio. I play a good liberal, but I just don't do it well. But I bone up on the topic, so I know what a liberal would say if they were here. So, but we would invite you to call in with your viewpoint, liberal or conservative. It is an open day. Joe McGranahan is here, actual conservative, voted for President Trump on more than one occasion, continues to write him in for a lot of offices, so he's going to be supporting
him. I do.
Probably next year. Probably next year. Look, some of this is a little puffery.
I see.
So we should have put you in charge of wildfire response, because maybe you could encourage the smoke to go away.
Well, that would be something. I've never dealt with wildfires, but I'm willing to take it on.
Although, just pretend the smoke came from a volcano. Can't you do something? So, all right. Lynn Hall is our fabulous producer on the other side of the glass. We really thank Steve Kushiloff. Did a super-duper job yesterday filling in for me. Much better than I ever do, so we really appreciate him coming in. And you had a good show yesterday. So we would invite you to call us now if you have an important follow-up or more conversation about that. A lot of the conversation yesterday, it was about the relative criminality of each of the presidential candidates that's emerging. And not only that, but the two-tiered justice system, if you want to call it that. Two-tiered makes it sound somehow a little bit more acceptable than the fact that some people aren't investigated as heavily as others. The Washington elites, which includes Republicans and Democrats, go scot-free, while the rest of us dogs and Joe's favorite rapper get jail time. So what's your view on that topic? 570-743-9565 is the telephone number, 570-743-WKOK. Our show sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our telephone number is 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WKOK. You can email us at onthemark@WKOK.com, and you can text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. Made a road trip to Harrisburg yesterday with the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. It is a real eye-opener to see everything happening down there.
Did you see people's brains getting sucked out by the vortex,
as you
so often describe it?
Well, you know what? I lessen that comment after seeing what I saw yesterday, because they're really trying to, you know, do good legislation. And the building is awe-inspiring, which makes you think bigger than just when I read a story about what's going on in Harrisburg. You see where the lobbyists are down there. They call them choke points, where they kind of get in there and try to get, you know, they would recognize David Rowe and flag him down. Of course, they wear their legislative pins that shows they're either in the House or the Senate, so that would touch tip off a lobbyist that, and they're just in certain parts. They're not everywhere. Mm-hmm. They're not in the rotunda. But yeah, we got to see Representative Rowe was our tour guide, so he was with us for a couple hours. But we talked to Mike Stender. He's getting oriented down mm-hmm. there. We saw him in action, and Linda Schlegel-Culver up in the state senate. We talked to her for a little bit, and John Gordner was down there. They came out of a caucus meeting. Yeah, first we saw this parade of people. Linda Schlegel-Culver, Senator Mastriano, Kim Ward came out, so they walked right by us, you know. So I guess I could have yelled, "What's wrong with you guys?" but I didn't.
You could have.
I was enjoying some decorum for the first time, I think, ever. But then John Gordner and Linda Schlegel-Culver came up and talked to us for a little bit about the goings on down there and what they're doing. And we saw Joanne Stair. So she's doing a super job by all accounts. So, and Jamie Flick was there. And the.
Well, you just met everybody.
Well, I didn't meet them. I just saw them, but we saw them in action. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to talk to Jamie. I want to invite him onto the show next week so he can talk about his middle caucus that he's one of the co-chairs of. But just super to see them working and negotiating, to see the caucus. We saw the Senate Republicans in caucus, and you could see them. You have no idea what they're saying, but they're trying to work out legislation, I guess, and talk about the things.
Maybe they're trying to decide how not to get their brains sucked out by the vortex.
I think the man who invented that insult is right on the other side of that door. So maybe we should
right
go
there,
get
Mark
him.
Lawrence. There he is, folks.
Right. And ran into Jay Costa. Jay Costa, Democratic leader, and just a super senator. I mean, we had a very brief chat with him. And I recognize the names of all of these leaders of the Senate and the House just from reading stories and so on. And a black lawmaker came towards us. You could see his legislative pin. And Mike Malasevich was with me. He said, "I bet you don't know who that is," which I did not recognize him. And it was Malcolm Kenyatta. So he came up and talked to him. Mike ran for Congress on the Democratic side, so he campaigned statewide and met Malcolm, so they knew each other and were acquainted and introduced me. So that was fun. Met him.
Well, that's good. But lunch was bad.
Well, you know, it was okay. It was okay.
Did you ever eat down in that giant cafeteria in the basement of the Capitol?
We saw it, but we did not eat there. Representative Rowe set up a side table for folks from the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce to eat in a sort of a meeting room. And so we ate there with a lunch he provided from a deli in downtown that was for us. And we thought, well, why couldn't we just eat in the cafeteria? But when we went down and saw it, you could see why. They were easily 2,000 people in the basement of the Capitol.
Yeah, but they handle it very well.
Oh, do they? Okay, we didn't see the line, but you could see that it was, and of course,
several
the noise
different
level.
Lines.
The noise level was like a middle school gym
True.
At recess time.
It is
it was
rather
just
loud
crazy.
Down there.
I would have to wear earplugs, I think.
A few years ago, they had to close it up because they were serving mice.
Oh, well, that's frowned upon.
Yes, it was. But they completely redone the thing, and I understand it's... the last time I was there, it was gorgeous.
Yeah,
the food was good.
It looked nice. It was just very, very full.
The food was very tasty when I ate there.
When I think... And I met... Maybe you know her name, Vonda Treister.
Oh, I know Vonda very well.
Okay. Well, actually, this was the first time we were ever in the same room. She recalled that I first spoke with her when Ed Helfrich was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was... John Gordner scheduled at Helfrich scheduled, and now she's Linda Culver scheduler. Mm-hmm. So she kind of goes with the seat.
Well, I'll tell you what she told us, that she's been working in Harrisburg for 35 years.
Yeah, she's very efficient. So, knows her stuff.
So that's the first time I ever saw her.
You know, so many of those great staffers down there really make the place hum. So
right, and, Sean from Linda Schlegel-Culver's office. I forgot his last name. One of her key aides that, you know, helps and things, but we met him very briefly. So met a lot of folks very briefly, but it was very exciting. But it really does, when you see them all working and working together and negotiating, and it really changes your opinion about, you know, I just love to diss Harrisburg. But I think when you saw them working, you kind of get a different opinion.
But you didn't get to meet the governor or lieutenant governor.
No, I didn't see anything or anyone associated with the governor. We didn't get to the executive offices, I guess,
right.
Which are attached there.
Well, the vice the Lieutenant Governor's office is right in the center of the Capitol building on the second floor.
We saw the office from the outside.
Yeah. Actually, when I was chairing the International Tsunami Committee, as you like to call it, which was really the State Emergency Communications Committee, we met in the Lieutenant Governor's office because the Lieutenant Governor was part of our committee. So it's very interesting because they have paintings of all the former Lieutenant Governors there hanging on the wall. I can hardly wait for the official unveiling of Lieutenant Governor Fetterman's portrait in a hoodie with a
I'll tell you what, Carthart is quite happy he came along.
Yeah, I bet they are.
So
all these other guys dressed in suits and ties and looking very dignified, and then there's this guy.
I'm not sure if I would recognize, what is it, Austin Davis is
his
name?
Austin Davis.
I'm not sure I recognize him if I saw him. But his portrait wasn't up yet.
No, it won't be up until after he's out of office.
Did see the portraits of the Speaker of the Senate that had been in office. We saw these speakers of the House and speaker in Senate pro tem, president of the Senate, portraits that are there, and Mike and I went down, this one did 5 to 6 years. This one has just got probation. You know, we're gone. Because, of course, corruption does seem to happen
right,
there.
Well, if you went to the Turnpike Commission office, you'd see a lot more rogues galleries.
I think the Capitol's pretty abundant in that regard. So, yeah, that's unfortunately one of Pennsylvania's claims to fames. Is corruption.
Well, I'm glad you had a fun day.
Yeah,
very
interesting.
The rest of us were left here working.
Yeah, real eye-opener. And you had a super show yesterday.
Yeah, we got into a lot of topics. I thought the one that we didn't get to talk about, and I mentioned it briefly in the show yesterday, a college fired a biology professor for teaching that sex is determined by chromosomes X and Y. Can you imagine that? St. Philip's College in San Antonio, Texas, fired one of its biology professors for teaching his students that sex was determined by X and Y chromosomes. First Liberty Institute, a law firm that defends religious liberty for Americans, sent a letter to the college, a community college, on behalf of the professor, Dr. Johnson Varkey, demanding the institution reinstate him after he was fired in January 2023. What they said is, when teaching the human reproductive system, Dr. Varkey also stated that human sex is determined by chromosomes X and Y, and that reproduction must occur between a male and a female to continue the human species. First Liberty stated in its letter, in the course of teaching human anatomy and physiology, he made these statements in every class for 20 years without any incident or complaint. On November 28, 2022, four of Varkey's students walked out of his class when he stated that sex was determined by X and Y chromosomes, just as he had done over the years dozens of times before. Despite the fact that Dr. Varkey taught from school-approved and science-based curriculum, St. Philip's College claimed his teaching was religious. Complaints against Varkey said he was engaged in, quote, religious preaching, discriminatory comments about homosexuals and transgender individuals, anti-abortion rhetoric, and misogynistic banter, and that his teaching was pushed beyond the bounds of academic freedom with his personal opinions that were offensive to many individuals in the classroom. Despite the fact that Dr. Varkey taught from school-approved and science-based curriculum, St. Philip's College claims his teaching was religious.
Well, you can't get those accusations from just the XY. What else did he say in class? I mean, that's the key. It must be...
They walked out, so there's nothing here that says he said anything other than that he was teaching as he had taught many times before. There is a side fact. He happens to be a minister in a church there, too.
Okay.
But he wasn't preaching. He was just teaching biology as he had taught it before. And I would suspect a biology teacher who also was religious would he have taught the Darwin theory, or would he have taught creationism, or what would he have done? One ever complained in the past about whatever it was he taught because he was teaching from curriculum approved by the college.
What's that other creationism that people talk about that says biological creation was influenced by religion and God? It's not creation, and it's not science. It's something else. It's evolution.
I didn't know there was a third.
Yes, there's a middle ground. There's a middle ground. But you do not hear too much about it these days. All right, so that's one conversation starter. Obviously, we're missing something there. He must have preached somehow about those topics. You can't say XY chromosomes in front of a class and say, aha, you're dissing gays.
Well, Keisha Russell is a counselor for First Liberty Institute, said it's preposterous that after teaching for more than 20 years, St. Philip's would fire Dr. Varkey for teaching basic, widely accepted biology. Dr. Varkey received exemplary performance reviews for 20 years teaching fact-based, widely accepted science. But now that cultural elites are at odds with those ideas, the school no longer supports professors who teach them. The college violated Dr. Varkey's constitutional and statutory rights when it fired him, and it must reinstate him immediately.
All right, 570-743-9565. We got a teacher fired for a number of things, apparently, but the least of which is the XY chromosome comment, which I think is a determining factor in birth sex, is it not?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
So as far as I knew, it was...
I do remember high school biology a tiny bit. I did a lot of my own research, but, you know, we never did dispute the XY chromosome topic. 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. We got a caller standing by, so we're going to talk to him prior to a quick break. Last caller before the break. Van, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. What you were trying to think of earlier, Mark, is intelligent design.
That's it. No, yes, no,
that's
thank
okay.
you.
That was promoted by a professor down in Lehigh University by the name of Michael Behe, and he wrote a book called Darwin's Black Box. But it's obvious that there is a creator that made everything. But the reason I called this morning is the deal, what's going on out in Michigan now. This on the 27th of this month, it was reported that the legislature out there is pushing a bill that is going to outlaw hate speech. And how it's defined is it's going to be based on causing someone severe mental anguish by something you say.
So there's nothing about the actual wording. Anything that creates severe mental anguish is hate speech?
Yeah, so again, it's like if you would say something, and what is severe mental anguish? I have to laugh at this because, I talked the other day, I called in on Friday when Chris and Ben were in, and recommended they watch the documentary What is a Woman? And in that video, the documentary this guy made, he questioned some of the university professors that taught gender studies, and these people were so triggered by what he was asking, and it just found it so amusing. And they showed also on Dr. Phil's show, this guy was on and talking with two people that believed that, you know, men can have babies, which is insane. But anyway, it came after that program had aired, that because these people, and it's the exact wording like they use here in this bill, severe mental anguish, that they were suffering from such mental anguish that program was pulled from the air. You can't find that anywhere now on the internet because they suffered such anguish from it. Now, if I have an opposing opinion, or you have an opposing opinion to my view, we can discuss it, and it may make you feel uncomfortable, but there's nothing that should ever be considered a crime in that.
I would think, though, Van, wouldn't it depend on your intent, the way you spoke to someone, and the words you actually chose? If you chose words that you know would deliberately hurt someone, I can see there being a question of maybe common courtesy, but not a violation of any kind of a law.
Well, I heard up in Canada there was a guy up there that refused to use the proper pronouns that someone had chosen for themselves, and they were fined $30,000. And interestingly enough, it was the person's father that was fined. And see, this is how crazy things are getting. So what, you know, people can say hurtful things, and that's just the way life is. And that's part of freedom of speech. When these pride marches take place, they say lots of things that the news media will never have on TV because it's so vulgar and vile. But is that going to then be, can I go say, hey, that's causing me severe mental anguish, and now I want these people charged with a hate crime?
Prosecuted.
Apparently you can if you go to where did you say it was, Wisconsin?
Michigan.
Michigan, okay. Well, go out there to Michigan next Pride Month and make that claim and see what happens.
Well, they haven't, as far as I know, they haven't passed it. It's just been proposed.
But oh, okay.
it's going to be shot down.
Yeah, I would say it's unconstitutional.
Sounds it.
Yeah. But that's how crazy things are getting in this world.
Well, there have been crazy people for a long time. I don't know that we're just necessarily getting crazy. We've had crazy people for quite a while.
Yeah, but they just weren't in control. Like Gretchen Whitmer. I think she qualifies as being kind of crazy.
Well, I mean, the thing is, and Mark's always saying about how we should be respectful of other people's views and opinions and so forth, but...
it's an offensive policy.
It is. It offends me no end. I think we should be intolerant and nasty. But seriously, I think there is a common ground here when we're talking about civility versus freedom of speech. You know, if I want to say something and you take it hurtfully, you don't have to listen to me. You can walk away. You can say something back to me. You can say, hey, I don't like the way you're talking. I don't want to stand here while you're doing it. You're being offensive and hateful even, and I'm leaving. But that doesn't mean you have to abridge someone else's right to say what they think.
Exactly. And what we're seeing, and we've been seeing this, and Twitter was a prime example until Elon Musk took it over, where people were deplatformed because they spoke against the agenda that they're pushing. And like this month is called what? Well, it's June in my book, but to some people it's Pride Month, and they continually push that out there. And if you speak against it, then they want to, you know, put a moniker on you that you're a homophobe or whatever, or transphobe, or just label you in a way where it demonizes you and makes you the one that's out of line. And well, yet
they use the word hate. They use the word hate a lot too. You're a hater. I could disagree with you without hating you.
Oh, I know people that are transgendered. I don't hate them. I get along with them. Now, will I tell them that their lifestyle is not pleasing to God? Yes, and that may offend them, but that's my opinion. So it's like as long as we have this country having it be free, we should be able to go ahead and speak what we think. But we're finding out now, like I mentioned the other day, YouTube, if you say certain things, they deplatform you because of misinformation and disinformation, supposedly. And now it's like over the virus that was here. You know, certain things people said, they deplatformed you over that. And now it's coming out that, hey, you know what? There's a lot of things happening to people that got this shot. So maybe it isn't all misinformation and disinformation. Maybe it's a way of keeping people from knowing an opposing view, shutting people up.
Okay. All right. We got you, Van. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
for calling
appreciate
in.
Appreciate your calls, as always, sir. Thank
have
you.
A good one.
You too.
570-743-9565 is our telephone number. We'll take the break, but call us now if you'd like to comment on that free speech being abridged. I think, those are certainly individual cases, but I think largely in the U.S., we're still given opportunity to speak freely in a number of ways. And I think the Internet has definitely helped free speech because you can talk about anything you want.
Well, except unless you say something they don't like and they ban you from the platform that you're on, and that happens quite often.
Well, those are...
Have you not seen...
I get that, but I'm just saying, but go to another platform. There's 1,000 platforms. Look at Truth Social. The president didn't like what he was seeing or when he got banned from Twitter, so he started his own platform. He's got millions of followers, so free speech is enhanced there. Yes, you can get kicked off a particular platform. If you go on Facebook and say Joe McGranahan's a dirty, rotten liar who's a criminal and hurts kids or something, you can get banned, or if you say vaccines are bad or something like that, you can get banned there. But that's just one platform. There's 100 other platforms.
Well, I know, but sometimes they do screwy stuff. I knew part of somebody's name. I was trying to recall them, and I was looking on Facebook with a part of the name I knew, and it brings up a whole list of people with that part
right.
of the name, and you
yep.
scroll down, and I'm scrolling through them, and I knew I would recognize the person if I saw it. All of a sudden, it says I'm blocked for an hour. I'm blocked because I was going too fast. What
oh,
then?
Too
and
fast.
I went back to try and find out what sin I had committed in Facebook.
You're going
world,
too fast.
And there was nothing there, nothing in their community standards that says you can't scroll through a list of people quickly.
You get accused of going too fast all the time. Highways, Facebook, you name it. All right, 570-743-9565. We'll be right back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All right, we got a call, one coming in we probably won't have time for, but Bill will get a little bit of time.
Well, we got a whole hour coming up, so.
Well, I know.
Bill from Bloomsburg, you're on the mark. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, just to touch on the hate speech, and it's a narrative pushed by the corrupt Democrats when they went after parents at school board meetings and identified them as domestic terrorists. Right there, that was the biggest flag in America. And further, another one is Truth Social that you brought up with President Trump. Now, he tried to make he wants that company to go public, and the average time frame for a public to go public is like 55 to 57 days if everything goes the way it's supposed to. He is well over a year, pushing 2 years. That they're blocking him to have a public company, Truth Social, and right there, that tells you everything.
Oh, it doesn't tell me who are they in this particular case. I'm not super familiar with
the corrupt. Oh, okay. Corrupt.
But
Democrats.
Specifically, who in I guess what would be the in the federal governance is?
Yeah. It's like at the DOJ. I mean, you don't got to say much more. I mean,
all right.
It's
listen,
been proven.
I'm going to put you on hold, Bill. You can either hang up or wait. We'll take you right at 906. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. When we last spoke, we were talking about one of our good callers said free speech is being curtailed in several ways and had some glaring examples, one in the U.S. and one in Canada, and that prompted Bill to call on the topic of hate speech. Bill, you have the floor again. What is your observation about hate speech today?
It's trickling down through the DOJ, and when they put out the memo throughout for the FBI throughout the country to go after parents that at school board meetings and classified them as the domestic terrorists, and they got tracked. They were getting tracked. That's a fact.
That's not what the memo said. There was a memo that told FBI, wherever possible, where federal hate crimes could be committed, to protect parents so that they can speak freely.
Why'd they get on it?
Hello?
Oop, that sounded like a cell phone dropping out.
And yeah, it did sound like a cell
us.
Phone.
All right.
We did not hang up on him.
Call back immediately, Bill. Call back immediately, right in the refuting one thing I have said. So, all right, let's do the open. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our telephone number is 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WKOK. You can email us, as two individuals have done, at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. All right, Bill is back. Good morning, sir. We had a dropped call there, but go right ahead.
Yeah, no, I got dropped. It's factual that it's all one sided, and you know, common sense. You can see that. I mean, the hate speech, it's out of pocket, and basically, it's a narrative for chasing votes. I mean, they're just trying to hit different categories to get votes, like, you know, like the college tuition thing coming up here later today. Biden might sign off on that came over the radio. But it's crazy. I mean, how everything's one-sided, and the Democrats, they just don't understand that. They're throwing them to the side just to stay in the corrupt power.
I mean, the student.
The hate speech is wide.
What's the college tuition thing that's coming out? I know the student loan decision.
It came over your commercial that Biden's going to make a decision on that today because millions of people are already approved.
I don't get what's the tuition.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that either. What are you talking about?
They're paying college buyback, like.
Talk about the
waving
student
the magic
loans?
Wand and forgiving their debt.
Oh, the student.
Oh, that's from the Supreme Court. That's not from Biden.
Yeah,
well, it's Biden's proposal, but hasn't that already been decided?
No, I think the Supreme Court hasn't come out.
Today's
with that
the
yet.
Day. Okay.
Well, someday the day, this week is the day.
Yeah. So Biden may have something to say about the court's decision, but it's the courts that deciding today.
My biggest thing with this hate speech is I'm a Philly fan, right? And every time a Braves or the Mets or the Yankees like say something about my Phillies, I mean, that's hate speech.
There
I
you
think
go.
They should be banned.
It's a trigger.
From ESPN and the CBS Sports and everything. Like, they should be forbidden to watch it.
All right, we got you. All right, thank you so much, Joseph. Thanks for the observation.
Appreciate your call.
Much appreciated. Yeah, the Cubbies are
no,
playing.
No, that wasn't Joseph. Joseph's next.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm saying. Sorry, Bill. Yeah, the Cubbies are playing the Phillies now. So, yeah, there can definitely be some hate speech flung at the TV.
Yep.
All right, stand by, Joseph. We're going to do some very, very brief headlines here. There was a fire on Clemens Road in Union, in Upper Northumberland County. CSR 911 that dispatches Snyder in Union County in Upper Northumberland County said the fire was in Delaware Township on Clemens Road, Warrior Run, Melton, Turbot Township, and a couple of Lycoming County companies and Lewisburg Company went there. Smoke was showing when they got there, and the fire was extinguished. No injuries reported there. We'll keep you posted about that. It is a busy time in Harrisburg. The budget season is underway. That's added to a feeling of chaos there. We talked to State House Member David Rowe very briefly yesterday about this, and he said one of the big issues is school funding. One big component is lifeline scholarships that would help students that are studying in districts that are very poor performing.
So this will apply to the bottom 15% of performing schools. Students will have an opportunity to take those education dollars that their parents are paying for and property taxes and other things, that they'll take that education funding to the school of their choice that works best for them.
There you go. You get a 20-second soundbite in 11 seconds. That's economy. Anyway, he said those particular efforts started following the recent Commonwealth Court ruling on the way the state's education system was being funded was unconstitutional. Good news for Republicans around here. Two powerhouses are now on board Team Trump. A former Valley U.S. congressman has been added to former President Donald Trump's Pennsylvania federal leadership team. And the Trump campaign announced this week that Fred Keller of Cramer has been a staunch supporter of the former president, especially during his time in Washington, D.C., representing the 12th District. The team also includes current Congressman Dan Muser. And the Trump campaign also says Congressman Kelly, of course, from the 16th District, and, of course, the good man Scott Perry from Upper Dauphin County. The 10th District are on board. Team Trump for that re-election. There is an American flag retirement ceremony and dedication this evening. Dick Simpson, Sergeant-at-Arms of the American Legion Post 44 in Northumberland, tells us 7 p.m. the retirement ceremony takes place in Eagle Scout Project from a Shikellamy graduate, Tyler Teague, also will be dedicated tonight. It's a new flag retirement facility there at the American Legion Post 44 in Northumberland. You won't see any press releases about this, but the Philadelphia Inquirer is reporting that Governor Josh Shapiro has quietly rescinded his choice for the next Department of Health Secretary, Deborah Bogan, a pediatrician who led the Allegheny County Department of Health through the COVID-19 pandemic, had no support in the state Senate, so she won't make it. Of course, the role has become politicized because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the work of Dr. Rachel Levine. And finally, there may be a reason that the president needs naps. He does not sleep well because of CPAP.
Sleep apnea is a pretty common condition, especially among males in the U.S., affecting perhaps about 15% of males. CPAP machines are used for the treatment of sleep apnea, and what they do is they deliver air pressure into the airway stenting the airway open.
Well, that is Dr. Celine Grounder working for CBS. President Biden says he is using a CPAP machine to help with sleep apnea. Reporters notice the marks on his face from the elastic bands that hold it tight on your face while you sleep when he was on his trip in Chicago. And so,
sure it wasn't a gag of some sort that they put him in, put on him at night?
It was a ball gag. Your favorite president should wear one of those.
I'm not arguing that point.
Okay. All right. 570-743-9565. Any of these emails? Oh, upper right-hand corner. That I see
says,
COVID.
Rob says, good morning. I heard on the news this morning that a woman was investigated by the Justice Department because she had a fake COVID-19 vax card. She can get 6 months in jail and a fine. Hunter Biden? Nah. No jail time for what should have been felony charges. Is this justice?
Two tiers.
Signed, Rob.
Well, it's one of the tiers of the justice system. All right. 570-743-9565. Joseph, you are next. Please, go right ahead.
Yes. Thank you, gentlemen, for allowing me to express my opinions and have the freedom to do that on this show. This is really wonderful that you allow this.
But?
Most people don't. Shows won't allow that.
I'm waiting for the other shoe.
Yeah, it's coming.
Okay. Thank you. I figured.
This hate speech that you're talking about, it's basically... I see it as basically these transgenders, homosexual people, and all this stuff. If you speak against that, it's hate speech now. Okay, and what I'm viewing this through the lens of my Heavenly Father's Word, the Bible. Okay, and what it's boiling down to? This is satanic. All this stuff that these people are bringing forth. These transgenders, these homosexuals, and all this stuff, it is all against the word of our Heavenly Father. And so what's happening here is you're not going to be, it's Satan. He doesn't want the word preached in the churches or on the street or anywhere. So if we can get a law, that if he can get a law, that it's against the law and you'll be incarcerated or whatever for speaking out against these people, that's what he wants to do. And so then you can't do it. You can't preach a sermon from the pulpit. The Bible says, or Yahweh says, cry aloud, lift up your voice like a trumpet, show my people their sin. So if I tell you, for instance, I think you got a little upset with me the other day when I said, ask you a question if your name was in the Lamb's Book of Life. Well, here's the point. If your name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life, you're going to be cast into the lake of fire. Now, that will cause great anguish to you, would it not, if I say that?
Yes.
Yes, but that's the truth. And so I got to tell you the truth. If I love you, I'll tell you the truth. And I've had people call in after I call and say, oh, that Joseph, he don't love people. He's a hater of people. No, I love the homosexual people and transgender. And I don't want to see them being cast into the lake of fire.
But they got to do what you want. But they have to do what you want.
I had to repent when someone told me that I was a sinner and I was going to go to hell. It caused great anguish. But I'll tell you something. It woke me up, and I cried out to the Savior, and he saved me, put my name in the Book of Life, and filled me with his Spirit. And so I got to cry out, too, to people, because I love them. I don't want to see them perish. He's not willing that any perish, but all come to repentance.
Curious, have you seen this book?
Pardon me?
Have you seen the book?
What book?
The book of Lamb's Book of Life. You say your name's in it.
He told me my name's in it.
Who told you?
The Savior.
Oh, he came to you personally and spoke to you and told you?
Oh, he speaks to me, yes.
Oh, he does?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, then
yeah, I'm not like Joy Behar. Joy Behar said about Mike Pence, oh, he says the Lord talks to him. Well, she said, I talk to the Lord, but I never heard the Lord talk to me. Of course she didn't. She's not saved. She don't know his voice. If you don't know his voice, Joe, if he's never talked to you, then you're not one of his sheep. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and they won't follow another.
Well,
they won't follow the Pope. They'll follow me.
What if somebody heard him saying something entirely different,
Joe?
No, he speaks to me from his word, and what he speaks to me conforms to his word. He doesn't tell me to go out and kill people or do this or do that. No. But it'll always confirm to his word and his will.
Well, you remember,
I've heard his voice many times. I mean, goodness.
Remember the son of Sam? He was getting orders from a dog that was speaking to him.
Yeah, and I know. People say the Lord told me to do this and told me to do that. I worked at I think I didn't mention the name of the food company, big food company, and the meat that they were putting in the pot, I was a chef there, and the meat that they were putting, you know, give me to put in the pot was terrible. It was rancid. This was many years ago. And I made three pots, and I couldn't make any more, and I prayed about it right there in the line. I said, what should I do? And a voice came from heaven. He said, do that which is right. And so I told the boss, I can't make any more. They got, long story short, they fired me, and they said, Joseph said that the Lord told him not to do that. No, he didn't tell me not to make any more. He said, you do that which is right. And I knew what was right, so I wouldn't make any more. And so that's how he speaks to you. He allows you to make your own decision, but he'll tell you, you know what, you know what that decision is if you want to hear it. And you hear his voice.
Okay.
All right, we got you, brother. Thank you for calling in.
Okay,
much appreciated.
Thank you.
Take care.
Stan, you are on the mark. You are next.
Good morning. Listen to the news there at the top of the hour. I found some interesting things out. Do you know that if you comply with the police, even in France, you won't get shot, but if you don't, you might?
You've lost me. I haven't heard that story.
You didn't listen to the news at the top of the hour, Joe?
I was actually talking to Mark.
Yeah, we're doing show prep. We're sharpening our skills for the next hour.
Okay. Over in France, they're protesting right now because a 17-year-old youth, you know, was in a car and a cop stopped him for whatever reason. And I guess he told him to get out of the car or whatever, but the kid decided he wasn't going to listen to the cop. He drove away, and the cop shot him. Now, the authorities say that the cop wasn't justified in shooting the kid. They'll work that out in court, I guess. But I think over in France, the cop basically has to prove his innocence, not the other way around, like it is here. But so, you know, compliance is you know, pretty standard thing if you interact with the cops, I think, don't you?
Well, yeah, I think they kind of expect you to comply with their instructions, and you are legally obligated to comply with lawful instructions from a police officer.
Correct. And generally, if you do, you won't get shot. Now, I know there's been a few cases where, you know, people have, and that's wrong, and those cops have been paid a price for that. But if you comply with the cops, generally, you either drive away with a ticket, or if you're arrested, you work it out in court. If the cops right or wrong, you know, that gets fleshed out in the end, hopefully.
Right.
You know, so that's just something I heard and I didn't know, but evidently you weren't paying attention to the news, so which is fine. You had more important things to do.
Show prep, they call it in the business.
Yeah, that's right. I also found out there's some rich people going up in space. I think today or tomorrow. On Branson, I forget, it's Virgin Space or whatever it is.
Haven't we learned anything?
they're going up on a pre-orbital flight. They're going to go up and come back down in their Branson space plane, whatever he calls it. Now, I found it interesting that they said that one of the things that they sent in a scientist up there is to study the effects of weightlessness. Haven't we, the scientists, been studying the effects of weightlessness for the past 40, 50 years people that have gone into space?
Stan, we're still not sure.
Oh, okay. They're still not sure what can happen. Even all those people that spend months upon months on the space station, they don't know what the effects are.
Not sure.
I'm just saying the absurdity of that. It just doesn't make sense to me. And, you know, the rich people, you know, if that goes up and blows up, that'll be two catastrophes in about a week of rich people that decide they wanted to go on a grand adventure and it didn't work out well for them. Mm-hmm. But I hope it does, and I hope it comes up, because I never want to see a rocket blow up. That's never a good thing. It's bad, even when it's on man. You know, you look at the money that goes out the window when that happens, and it's like, wow.
Same thing when a submarine implodes. That's rather frightening, too.
Well, yeah, I don't want any of that to happen, because I think that's bad. Bad for business, bad for those people. You know, I have one thing to say about the people that went down in that, you know, submersible. I hope they never knew it was coming.
According to scientists, they probably didn't.
I hope they never knew it was coming.
Well, according to the science of the thing, they didn't, so.
Yeah, and that's the only thing you can, you know, you can hope for those people, because it didn't end well for them.
All right.
So, you know, and free speech. Here we go. Free speech. Right. Don't, you know, free speech is the ability of people to say something that you don't agree with and just move along, basically.
Or you can
say something to me and I may not like it or agree with it, and I don't get all, I may get upset, but I don't, I'm not going to sue you over it. I'm not going to, I may argue a little bit with you, but I'm not going to call the cops. That's just idiotic.
Okay.
And that's what's going on out there in Michigan. That's the kind of law that they're trying to get. And who's going to be the arbiter of what is hate speech and who is offended and how you're offended? Who's going to be the arbiter of that?
Mark, that's going to be his job going forward.
Joe's going to stick with volcanoes. I'll do hate speech. And you're on the border now, Stan.
Yeah.
You know, we forgot.
My point exactly.
And not only that, we're also going to be very cognizant of microaggressions in there, too. We haven't heard much about them lately, but I saw a story the other day where someone claimed that they were the victim of multiple microaggressions.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted that to stop. I'm that all the time. My grandson calls me baldy. That's a microaggression.
Even though it may be true.
But it is a microaggression.
Yeah. How can it be an microaggression if it's true?
Because I find it offensive.
I think you're not supposed to point out the obvious.
Are you going to report him?
You're not supposed to point out
the... I toy with the idea of reporting him, but I'm afraid I'd get into trouble with my wife.
All right, we got you, Stan. Thank you, sir.
Take care,
Stan. All right,
Stan.
Y'all have a good day.
You too, buddy. We'll take a quickie break. We would invite you to contact us. I would like to talk to you about a particular facility in Sunbury that is a thriving local business where they are looking for workers, incidentally, the Sunbury Motor Company. They are looking for technicians. Now, what's a technician, you say? I went to their garage, they had mechanics. But no, a technician is people that handle everything everywhere all at once. They got the body shop and the alignment shop and the garage shops and the big trucks and the little trucks. They all need technicians, and these are people that they will train up. You can be entry level, but you could do a job hop there if you so chose, or career change. Maybe you're involved in one thing and you want to try something else. But SMC stands for Satisfying Many Employees, and they would just love to talk to you at the Sunbury Motor Company.
I can't tell you, employees starts with an E.
Oh, does it? Okay. Well, SME. So anyway, but they have a 108-year-old dealership. They'd love to chat with you about opportunities at the Sunbury Motor Company. And if you already have a good job and you are interested in a new vehicle, well, then they have a new Ford Bronco Sport on the lot. They got a couple of 2-3 F-150s there and an Expedition. I was so glad to see that back on the lot. And Ford Mustang, both the electric and the gasoline-powered version. Truck-wise, they got F-250, 350, 450, and they got a 750 that's all shined up. But you haven't seen anything until you've seen a Ford F 850 dump truck with dual axle in the back, all shined up with tire shine on it, a brand new plow in the front, and a brand new salt spreader on the black back, and I believe it is going to Salem Township in Columbia County. I forget the township, but in any event, very shiny truck, but they only have one of those. But yeah, they got vehicles for you at the Sunbury Motor Company, Ford, Hyundai, and Kia at Sunbury Motors, sunburymotors.com.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
All right. 570-743-9565. Dial it now. All the lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. We talked a little bit about hate speech and onerous regulations of that. Some folks don't want that. I've had a couple of examples where hate speech is being regulated. Also, free speech kind of got woven into there. I think free speech is thriving today because you got the internet. You can say anything you want to anybody you want, anywhere you want.
Yeah, right. None will take you off for violating
that's Facebook,
community
Joe.
Standards.
Okay, that's like saying I can't breathe because there's a molecule molecule of air out there that has smoke in it. Well, there's a quadrillion other molecules everywhere. You can breathe anywhere else.
No, but what I'm saying to you is when someone abridges free speech for any reason other than yelling fire in a crowded theater or that ilk where someone is absolutely going to be physically harmed by what you've said mm-hmm. or something you've incited.
Right.
Other than that, I think free speech has to be unfettered and allowed.
On
and
every
you,
business
and
platform, everywhere, all the time?
If you don't like it, you don't have to read it.
But what about, then, yeah, why go? Facebook is a private business. They regulate their business as they see fit. So does Twitter. So does Instagram. So
but
does,
they invite me on there, and they make money off the fact that I'm there.
Right.
If they
but
can't,
it's still
if
their
I'm not
business.
There, they can't sell their ads.
It's like you going down to Bob's Market in Berwick and saying, okay, I'm here to, and standing in the lobby saying, I'm here to announce that Republicans are the best and President Trump is the best. Well, they can kick you out because it's their business. They can regulate what you do in their lobby. So Facebook is the same way. I'm really surprised to hear you say that. Would you not want everyone to not have total freedom to do whatever they want, wherever they want, anytime they want?
Well, that's what I'm arguing, that people
you
should,
do want people to do that. Well, that,
with the exception,
fortunately,
with the exception,
it doesn't work that
with
way.
The exception of yelling fire in a, that kind of thing, yelling fire in a crowded theater,
okay.
where
well.
Your action is intended to harm people
obviously,
physically.
That's impractical. But well, they, why but don't you use another face? Go to on Truth Social. That's no hold
they
bars.
Only have, I was looking at that. You mentioned that before. They mm-hmm. have 513,000 daily users. Oh. As of the end of 2022.
And by social media, that would be called
and
a
Facebook
failure.
Facebook had 217 million
right.
daily users.
Right. Well, Facebook is popular. There's a lot of grandkids and grandparents
on Facebook.
How many
times have you gone on Facebook and seen something blocked out, says this video contains misinformation?
I would not recommend you spend any time on Facebook.
Who made that decision that it contains misinformation?
Zuckerberg?
Well, no, I don't think he's personally making those decisions.
No, but he told
but
his
they have some
minions
algorithm,
to do it.
Some algorithm somewhere. I used to think that was Al Gore dancing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, but seriously, I mean, some computer is making a decision. Artificial intelligence is making mm-hmm. a decision. People go on there and they put things, they create fake accounts with
right.
someone else's name. That's the kind of thing they should be policing,
Joe.
Not legitimate free speech.
Joe, if you don't like Facebook, get off of it.
I don't dislike it. I just don't think they should be editing people's comments.
All right. Everybody should be, all businesses should be required to tolerate absolutely positively everything anytime all at once.
Use your, let me give you, turn your example back on you. You're
okay.
walking through Bob's grocery store in Berwick, was it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you're talking to your wife and you say, I don't like this Pride Month. I think that's terrible. They shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
And someone comes up and arrests you because they heard you saying that.
Well, I think if you're going to be disruptive
because
and throw fruit around or something, they have every right to kick you out of
that's
the store.
That's my point. That's the equivalent of yelling fire in a crowded theater. You're going to Bob's store.
You're causing a disruption.
You start throwing the fruit around and the vegetables.
Well,
at
that's
people.
What Facebook is saying. You're spreading false information, so they ban you for an hour.
But whose opinion?
Well, it's their site, so it's their opinion.
All right. Well, yeah, let's face it. There's been a lot
All
of
right.
talk. We've had a lot of talk in this program about the vaccine and whether or not it works or it doesn't work, whether it's going to kill you or make you better. But, you know, isn't that part of what makes this country great? We can have a free and spirited debate about topics like that?
Right. Well,
to
I think
ban somebody because
yes.
they disagree with you.
But what about false information? What if somebody goes on Facebook and says, if you get the COVID-19 vaccine, you will die immediately? Should that be allowed? If they don't want, like,
I don't think anybody's ever made that claim.
Well,
but they banned them.
For instance,
they banned them for a far lot less. But just by saying, I think that it is harmful.
If you don't like Facebook, get off of the darn thing. It's so much easier.
You get off of it.
I am off of it.
Okay, we have some emails here. First, this one. Thank you, Joseph, for thinking about my life ever after. I will see what happens after my death. Happy Pride Month, Joseph.
There you go.
Signed, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
In the 70s and 80s, it was Pride Day. From the 90s through the 2000s, Pride Week. Now it's Pride Month. What does that tell you?
I think it was Pride Month. It's been Pride Month for since 2000. I know Bill Clinton celebrated Pride Month. I think they've all been around about the same amount of time.
Well, we have
I think it tells me that whoever wrote this doesn't remember.
How come Meatloaf only gets a day? There's National Meatloaf Day.
I have no idea. Pride Month was... Was it President Clinton that did that?
I don't know. Well,
it was very controversial at the time.
What is it, some kind of a declaration? Or a
yes, like Gay and Lesbian Pride Month. I don't know. Somebody look it up. You look it up. You got your little clicker over there.
All right. Well, when is Heterosexual Pride Month?
Every day.
Oh, is that every day?
Okay. Every day,
we
baby.
Do, what do we do to honor it?
I'll tell you off mic.
And then one of our good friend, Tom, who can always be counted on to contribute something really unusual in, to the program.
This is very... Now, folks are not used to this. We're going to have a highly intellectual conversation with Tom here about how to improve the show and get more factual information.
Hey, Tom, my name is McGranahan, not McGranahan.
Oh, well, I think he's...
Blah, 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 McGranahan. You had a Biden moment yesterday. You are slipping just like Sleepy Joe. Blah, 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 religious phonies. You all have a mouthful of scripture and a heart full of hate. Blah, 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 fake news Stan. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah, just in case he said something. That's exactly what it is, folks.
Okay.
It's just stuck in there extra.
And then it sounds like or is reported as conspiracy. Remember, COVID was said to have not come from a lab for how long? That's true. That's a good point because now they're saying it may well have come from a lab.
Right.
But you remember people who posted that it did, they were banned on Facebook because that's what they posted.
Joe.
Get off of Facebook if I don't like it.
Okay, you're free to go.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm on there, and I wish to make it better. I wish to make it
I see. I wish to complain endlessly.
Free speech. Right.
I keep hitting myself in the head with a hammer, and it hurts, but I'm not going to stop until it doesn't hurt anymore.
That's a good idea.
Thank you. You're going to hit me in the head. It's a figure
it's
of
it's
speech.
Tempting, buddy.
It's a figure of speech.
Then let's see here. No malaria cases in Florida for 20 years. Soon after the release of millions of Bill Gates GMO-altered mosquitoes, guess what? Apparently, a malaria vax soon to be released. Go figure. Hope you are somewhat boned
GMO
up on that.
GMO-altered mosquitoes?
I'm not familiar
now,
with that.
Now, does that sound like a conspiracy theory
GMO,
or what?
GMO. Forget what
genetically modified organisms.
Right, okay. So how would you modify a mosquito genetically and to what
end? Well, we can modify DNA. We know we can do that, so I'm sure.
But to what end?
Well, maybe you don't want them
trying
to bother
to make them
humans.
Bigger and better that
to
they
make
suck
human
more blood
unpalatable.
And what is Bill Gates, who is a computer geek, doing altering
mosquitoes?
Well,
that's mosquitoes? Where I say it's probably a conspiracy theory of some sort.
You think so?
That's a theory. My theory is that it's a conspiracy theory, but I do not know. I have no knowledge. While Joe bones up on that topic, I'll take a break. 570-743-9565. Another email says, if it's not, and then he follows up. He says, if it sounds or is reported as conspiracy, remember COVID was said to have not come from a lab for how long? All right. 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. Yeah, I still don't know where COVID came from,
Actually found this on, it's not a conspiracy theory.
All right, we'll save that for when we come back. 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. And please text us at 70236. But the first thing you got to put in the text is the letters OTM.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door,
and some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
I don't know anything about anything.
I know nothing.
I think I just gave you the whole key to my
Sergeant
career
Schultz,
and on the mark.
Right.
I know nothing about nothing. All right, 5-7.
But now let me tell you, this is a deal here.
Oh, you found the GMO mosquito,
the
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates' biotech firm, Oxitec, have now gone ahead with plans to release hundreds of thousands of genetically altered mosquitoes in Florida in order to test an experimental new form of population control. The company confirmed in a press release. The
population of mosquitoes, please.
Right. Yes,
not
trying to kill people with malaria.
Not people.
The initial batch of mosquitoes have now been released. Over 100,000 are expected in total.
Now, that is false. Where's that from?
It's from, I don't know. Wait a minute.
That is unbelievable.
Why?
Because I'm a skeptic, I guess.
Well, apparently it's from Bing. It's what comes up on Bing.
Yeah, but who? Bing's just a search engine. What is the source of the conspiracy ridiculous thing you just read on the air?
Something called totnews.com.
There we go. I rest my case. Thank you. All right. Well, Joe reads more silly things online. We'll go to Dan.
Well, is there a company called Oxitec?
Negative on the Oxitec. Sorry, Joe. You just got sucked in. Dan, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, thanks for taking my call. And I concur, it is a wonderful thing to have a radio program where you're allowed to express your opinion and what you believe is right. And I appreciate that very much over these years. So my call concerning change of mind. Well, you know, as Joseph mentioned, throughout Scripture, the word repent is used over and over.
What does this have to do with anything we're discussing right now?
Well, you're talking about hate speech. And you'll get my point there, Mark. Don't get beside yourself. You know, when I was 24 years old, I heard a preacher preach something that I wasn't comfortable with to begin. But as I listened, I realized my religion that I was following was totally wrong. And at first, you know, you hate to hear it. But after I listened, instead of closing my mind, I realized that he was right and I was wrong. So what did I do? I repented. I changed my mind. Because I realized he was on to something, and I didn't turn and hate him. We never get anywhere by hate speech. And our friend Bob there in his email, it's after you die, it's too late to repent.
Well, maybe
no
he doesn't. Maybe Bob. Maybe Bob doesn't.
Dead.
Maybe Bob doesn't want to repent. Maybe Bob believes that what he's doing is right, and he hasn't had. Maybe somebody's talked to him in his head, and he thought it was some God or somebody else. I always worry when somebody says they're hearing the voices in their head from telling them what to do or what not to do. But you know, it's his life to live. And if he chooses to live it in the way that you and I find offensive or we disagree with, it's still his right. And maybe he doesn't want to be beat over the head with your Bible and told that he's going to hell and be cast into the lake of fire because he doesn't agree with what you're saying.
It's not just that. I was just saying, hey, I might have never did the same sin that Bob did, but I was a sinner, period. And you know, it doesn't matter how light the sin. It could be one little white, what we'd call a white lie.
What are we doing
here?
You
have to change your mind.
Okay. No, we agree with you. We're 100% in agreement on that. What does this have to do with hate speech?
Right. Well, I just explained it. People hate to hear the truth.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
They hate that you hate. I think you get perturbed at me at times because I tell the truth, and a lot of callers do on this program, and you get perturbed at them. But it is a bastion of free speech, and you know, and you can learn a lot by what you hate to hear.
Well, I could agree with that.
It can trigger you.
I don't have a perturbative bone in my whole body.
But hey, what triggers you? Ask why. Why does that trigger me?
Because it's the truth.
Maybe I'm wrong.
All right, Dan, I do not have
the point.
I do not have a perturbative bone in my whole body against you. I have nothing but grace for you. So I don't think I've ever been perturbed at Dan, have I?
I don't know. But, I mean, the problem I have isn't with Dan. It's with the feeling that your truth, it has to be my truth, and my truth has to be your truth.
Right.
We live in a country where diversity of opinion is what makes the country great. We're not all Catholics. We're not all Protestants. We're not all Muslims. We are a mix of people.
There's a lot of nuns out there.
And hopefully we can learn from each other and be tolerant of each other. I mean, I may not like Pride Month. I don't celebrate it, but I don't begrudge those people who do or who want to do it and want to have a celebration. And I exercise my right not to participate, not to look at it if I find it offensive.
Hold on, Dan.
We can
hold
always
on.
Get back okay. to the same thing as Pontius Pilate asked the Savior, what is truth? And he was sitting right with the truth, the way, the truth, and the life.
Okay.
All right, we got
and
you.
I have a book that's like right here in front of me, and that book is absolute truth. You study that book, you'll find out that a lot of these callers aren't too far off the base, and you'll gradually agree with us instead of thinking every religion's all right. You'll agree, but first you have to study the book.
All right.
And I suggest studying Romans and the book of John.
Have you read
They're fairly easy to understand.
Have you
and
ever read, Dan?
You'll be surprised. It'll shock you.
Dan.
And you'll end up saying, thank you, Dan.
Dan, have you ever read
Honestly, have you ever read
the Quran, Dan? Have you investigated that? Have you explored it? Have you ever read the
reading?
I
know
the
enough about it to know that.
Have you ever read the writings of Confucius?
I have a copy.
Go ahead, Joe.
No, I mean, there's just so many schools of religious thought. And it's fine that you are a firm believer in yours and you believe that anything that doesn't conform with your beliefs is wrong or as satanic, as Joseph says. I just think there's a whole lot of philosophies out there, and I think we can learn from every one of them. And to the extent that this is a free country, people are free to preach and believe what they want to without us telling them that they're going to rot in hell for doing it. I don't think that's our place. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think that's our place.
It's not so much that it's my belief. If it was my belief alone, it'd be on shaky ground. But it's because it's truth. And we only have one book on this earth that's absolute truth given to us by the Almighty. The Holy Bible is absolute truth, inspired. He breathed out that book using a lot of different writers, and it's the absolute truth. That's where you
all right,
can
we got you.
Say,
I'm
I could aware. Be wrong. Hey, I could be wrong, but when I go by the book, that I'm right.
All right, we got you, sir. Thank you so much for calling in.
Take care, Dan. Have a good weekend.
Yep, you guys have a great one. Hey, thanks for freedom of speech again.
There you go.
Anytime, sir.
You got it, brother. All right, thank you so much. All right, we got time for a couple of callers, maybe. 570-743-9565. 570-743-9565. We'll be right back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Right-hand corner, Joe, what do you got there?
All right. Thanks, Dan. If there were only one God, then why do other countries worship other gods? Signed, Bob.
Uh-oh, don't ask my wife that. There's only one true religion.
And then, Mark, your show spreads disinformation every day. If it's okay that a private company can ban speech at will, shouldn't WKOK ban some of its callers?
I think the company, like WKOK does, sets the bar at X level, and people have to comply with it if they want to enjoy that company.
And our emailer who made the implication that Oxitec is somehow giving people malaria, this is a fact-based story here. It's a UK-based, US-owned biotechnological company that develops generically modified insects in order to improve public health and food security through insect control. The insects act as biological insecticides. Insects are controlled without the use of chemical insecticides. Instead, the insects are specifically engineered to be unable to produce offspring. The company claims that this technology is more effective than insecticides and more environmentally friendly.
Okay. So, all right. One of our good listeners said, Mark, you are stupider than usual today. So apparently this is real, and I just didn't know it. All right. Dale, you get a minute. Go right ahead.
I just want to say, you know, God's great, fear is good, and people are crazy. And, you know, I think you guys should, I think you guys can retire comfortably right now. It's time to let young folks come on. This younger generation is a lot more intelligent than the older folks. The older folks are the ones going crazy. The older people in politics and the old people on the radio. I mean, you guys are trying to, these guys are paranoid. What's the matter? You guys can retire comfortably. Why are you guys so paranoid?
If I retired now, I wouldn't be comfortable.
Dan, are you...
I think younger generation is a lot more intelligent than these guys.
Oh, brother.
They're more understanding.
We have wisdom.
You're more intelligent.
Where do you get these views, Dale? Are you hearing voices by any chance? Is someone telling you what to say?
Are you okay, Joe?
I just do my bidding every day. I do my bidding every day.
You're trying to get rid of old people. You're trying to get rid of old people. We don't want to be getting rid of.
No, the old people are the ones paranoid. You guys got these people shaking in their boots.
How are we doing that? Really? Who are we getting shaking in their boots? And give me an example of what we said.
Mark's indoctrinated. Anything the media says, Mark believes. I mean, rewind 20 years ago. Your thoughts 20 years ago compared to today. Tell me, what would you think about Joe and Mark today?
I'm indoctrinating people. I think the level of pushback against Mark's thoughts are pretty.
Joe Biden or Fetterman, you guys would be killing him every day. Both of them guys.
Well, what would you do with him?
You know what happened to my buddy?
Gotta go.
Anybody hear about him?
Thank you, Dale. Thanks for calling in. Much appreciated. Free speech curtailed once again. Harry, last caller. You get a minute and a half.
All right. I think it's ironic that most of the stuff that that Facebook tries to edit becomes, to my opinion, becomes hate speech from them, because you don't believe what they're saying, so therefore you're wrong. And I think, sadly, that's what's become of hate speech. Now it's just, if you don't agree with somebody, now it's hateful. It doesn't mean it's hateful, it just means it's different. And that's what the definition has become. I'm not just picking on Facebook, but that is the most visible of the platforms that seems to do that. The fact of the matter is, if somebody, and we have gone backwards, I mean, you know, the irony of the world today is those that are more family-oriented and traditional-oriented are just hateful. It doesn't mean that they like traditions or that they include other people. It just means that they're hateful because they don't espouse the same beliefs that somebody else does. That's not hateful. That's just different opinions.
Why aren't you at work?
I go this afternoon.
Okay. I heard the birds singing.
It can be. I'm getting ready to mow. It takes me a while to get ready to mow. I have to build up the courage.
It can be hate speech when you say that if you don't believe what I believe, dire consequences await you. I'm prophesying your doom because you disagree with me.
I agree with that.
I find that offensive.
I do too. But just because you disagree with somebody doesn't mean you're hateful and an misogynist of some kind or phobic. You know, I mean, and that's what we've become. The previous caller talking about the young people, everybody's offensive and is offended and needs a safe speech, safe space. I mean, we've got you've got people in China and Russia. They're teaching them how to run nuclear submarines and run weapons. And we're worried about somebody being offended by the wrong pronoun.
Yeah, right. That, you're right. Somewhere down the line, we lost our correct priorities, I think, but, you know.
All right, we got you, Harry.
Well,
Thank you.
We stopped living. We only exist anymore, and that's the issue.
All right, we got you, sir. Well, thank you, Harry. Thanks for calling
Harry.
In.
Harry. That's kind of scary.
Thanks,
though.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. All right, Joe, upper right-hand corner, please.
Okay, what Dan and Joseph either ignore or do not know, the Bible has been revised so many times, the original meaning is long lost. So closed-minded to boot. That's one of our emailers.
I hope that's not true.
Did that cover everything? Are we covered?
We're good to go.
Well, you know, let's face it. Hate speech is in the mind of the beholder. I think we have to admit that, right?
We can identify it.
If I say something you dislike and you think I'm hateful because I said it.
Well, I think there's some subtleties, but there's some that's like if I started lashing everybody I saw on the street saying that they were dirty, rotten N-words or something, I think you could verify that's hate speech.
Well, you call me a dirty, rotten something every day.
It doesn't apply to us. I said on the street.
Not in the studio.
There.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. You have been listening to WKOK's live telephone talk show on the mark. I'm Mark Large. Mr. Joe.
Have a happy 4th.
Hey, thank you so much. You're listening to WKOK Sunbury.